This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, here we go. It is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. She is back off of her travels and everything. So how'd you do? Did you do good for yourself?
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy trip, a long trip. So I went to New Jersey, Pennsylvania area. And in that class, I actually had someone fly in from Mexico. One of their IPSC national champions came in and took the class. I also had someone fly in from Sweden to take the class. So that was pretty cool.
How does somebody in Sweden find out about the class?
I've taught over there back before the borders closed.
Okay.
So I've taught all over the world.
Well, I know that, but I mean, I just didn't know that you'd... Sweden had never come up. I knew that you spent a lot of time in the more temperate zones, like, you know, all over Asia and everything, but I did not know Sweden had come up.
Well, it was actually Estonia that I was in, where people came from Sweden to Estonia. But I taught the Swedish team.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
It does. You know, one thing I've never asked you, do you ever get hurt doing this stuff?
No.
No.
Other people have.
I know that. I'm almost certain of that. But, I mean, does that concern you?
Does it concern me that I've never been hurt?
No, does it concern you that you might get hurt doing this stuff?
Yes, of course. I try to be careful. I am careful to wear gloves when I'm building stages most of the time and try not to do anything too physically dangerous. I am very careful about what I eat and drink when I'm out in the hot sun or even out in the cold, just making sure to take care of myself.
Right. Well, that would concern me a great deal. Simply because what happens to you, because you're both a competitor and a teacher, right?
Right.
And you have branched out, like you decided to go tactical with some other people as well. So now you're doing... Now, I know that you're in shape enough to take it and everything, but, I mean, do you do anything in your workout or anything to try to stretch out that window to where you won't... to where your flexibility stays and you won't get hurt doing these things?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always doing mobility training. I even teach it in my class, and we do it as a group where I have them go through dynamic stretching before we get up and start running around so nobody gets hurt. So, yeah, that's a big part of it.
Now, when you deal with people who do get hurt, what do they normally get, just a pulled muscle or?
Well, that's actually why I started doing the dynamic stretching before we start, because I've had a few people pull groins, and a few people have actually ruptured a calf muscle. So I walk the group through dynamic stretching to prevent that from happening. I make sure they're staying hydrated, getting electrolytes and snacks, because sometimes when blood sugar gets low, we do silly things. And sometimes that can lead to getting hurt, or you just get more careless when your blood sugar gets low.
So with how many of your students now are becoming returned students? How many of them, and the returned students that you do see, do they take what they have learned from you and work on it enough to where you can see a marked improvement in their physicality as they go through all the movement and everything?
Well, actually, I see a huge improvement from day one to day two. After they go home and sleep on it and have time to process, it's an enormous change from day one to day two. Then if they come back for a later class after a couple of months, usually I tell them not to come back right away. Take some time to incorporate it. But then they'll send me videos for video reviews, and I can kind of keep track of their progress and give them more drills and things that they can work on to keep improving. So then when they do come back to the class, they're not the same shooter that took my class the first time. What's been happening?
Okay. Go in that direction.
So what's been happening lately as far as people coming back is I teach a class. Somebody in that class loves it so much, they decide to host another one in another area. For example, the guy from Mexico is now going to host me in Mexico, so I'll be training the IPSC competitive shooting team in Mexico. And one of the guys in Texas who took my class loved it so much, he set up a class in his area. And then those guys loved it so much, they set one up in their area. So it's kind of been snowballing. Somebody in the class will set up another class. It's just a really good time.
That I can believe. When are you coming back to Columbia?
Actually, I am talking with someone right now about setting something up in South Carolina.
Well, whatever you do, don't set it up during the summer.
Right.
I would come to it wherever you show up in South Carolina. I will come to that, Keeping. But if you show up in the middle of June or July or August, it'll be a brief show up because I just can't take that heat. I know that you need the heat like candy. I cannot take it. Unless, of course, we can get Mean Gene Higdon to come back and bring his RV.
With his RV. Yeah, that was awesome.
Year before last, Keita showed up in Columbia, South Carolina to teach a class. And I went down there and filmed some of that. That actually has gone on TV in her... She made a little movement video for me, so I put that footage in there. And Gene Higdon showed up with his RV, and so we were able to go and sit in this RV that's nicer than my house while she was doing the sit down version of her classroom stuff instead of underneath the overhang, which was perfectly nice, but wasn't as nice as that RV, was it?
Yeah, now I'm very spoiled with Double Eagle Pocono because I get a classroom that's enormous and it's air conditioned and we can have snacks and everything. Just fantastic location. And most of the places I go to now do have air conditioned classrooms, which is really a nice break. And I think people learn better when you remove them from the range setting.
When they're comfortable. Yes, they do. Yes,
right.
They do.
Well, you don't.
Well,
want them to be
before you get before you get into all that, we'll examine that. Tell everybody how to find you. We're coming up on the first break.
You can email me if you would like to order a copy of my book, Smart Move Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. It's 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. You can also shoot me an email if you'd like to set up a class in your area. And I'm on Instagram as Keeta Busby, Facebook 180 Firearms Training. Website 180firearmstraining.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. I haven't asked you this lately. What's your carry gun still? Are you still carrying the same gun? What are you carrying daily?
P365. Big P365.
I see.
I actually did a safety course in my home for a whole bunch of my neighbors. I ended up with 12 students. I put it on for free just so I would have a safer community. And we got all the way, within 2 hours, we went all the way from this is a bullet, these are the parts of the ammunition, this is what all the buttons on the gun do, to they were all drawing my P365 from concealment. By the end, it was awesome.
Now, you never teach a class that is just self-defense, do you?
No.
No. Because it's about movement.
Right.
So, I get that. Is that something you may ever do?
Well, I bring in other instructors. So what I want to do is have sort of a round robin event where I have multiple instructors and one of them teaches combative. And that would be Vince Damiano at Double Eagle. He's very talented and he's a very good instructor. He taught karate for many years and he's former special forces. So he is very good with combining the karate with sort of hand-to-hand combat and created his own thing. He calls it combative. And my daughter Pixie takes those classes with him. She actually came with me on this last trip, and she took a basic pistol course with Patrice Douglotti, who's going to be our guest next week, and she'll talk about training Pixie and what she teaches, that sort of thing. She's been on before.
You know, one thing I've never asked you as far as with Pixie, with you having her, how old is she now, 13?
13, yep.
13 years old. Now, in your state, what would happen if somebody kicks in your door when Pixie's at home and she finds a weapon and she shoots them so well that they think she's like a cartoon character or a movie superheroine or something. and at her age, you know, have you had to look into the law pertaining to that? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, as long as it's in my own home, we have the CAFL doctrine, so she would be protected. But she's not allowed to conceal carry until she's 18.
Of course.
But she can carry a knife as long as it's 4 inches or less. But she does carry a knife on her.
And she is training in the hand-to-hand combatives phase of things.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's not bad. I applaud that. I've never had to worry about what a child would do shooting a gun because when my children were children, I only had one gun at the time, and it was with me. So,
yeah, she's trained to the point where if we were to have a home invasion, we would have each other's back. We wouldn't even have to verbally communicate. She just knows what to do, and she's very safe.
Does she want to be a shooter?
She does it for fun. I'm hoping maybe one day she'll make that decision for herself. I don't want to push it on her. I want it to be her choice. She's got to want it. But I think she eventually will be.
Well, it would be I think that would be cool. Obviously, she has a talent for it and everything else. What about physically? Does she move the way you move?
Yeah, she moves really well. She is a member of Burn Boot Camp, the gym that I go to. The kind of things they teach really help with movement for the shooting sports. It's very specific to that. It's circuit training. It's a very intense workout called Burn Boot Camp, and she crushes those workouts.
I've never been to a boot camp workout. Now, you've both been to boot camp and a boot camp workout. Which one is tougher?
The boot camp workout is way tougher.
Really?
Yes.
That just crushes me to know that. Crushes me to know that. Now, you've been on the road a lot lately.
Yes.
Is this the shape of things to come? Is things, you had a very quiet year last year, as did everybody.
Yes.
Are people chomping at the bit to get out there and train?
Oh, yeah. Of course, we're still dealing with the ammo shortage, but I'm working around that, working on more dry fire repetitions so we don't burn through so much ammunition. And there's a lot that you can learn about movement without actually shooting ammo. So we can do it in as little as 400 rounds if needed. But I tell my students to bring 800 if they can.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a way to conserve that ammo.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm going out and filming, I'm still shooting. I'm trying to hold my shooting at 200 rounds if I can, but I'm going to end up trying to find a case of ammo and paying, you know, just biting the bullet and paying the whatever the price is.
Yeah, it's pretty tough right now.
Yeah.
At the end of my class, when we have it at Double Eagle, we do this really fun game where we take an X product can. It's a can launcher, a beer can launcher, and it's attached to an AR lower, and it's set off by a blank. So that launches the beer can into the air, and then you shoot it out of the sky with a shotgun. So after the class is done, we run the students through that, where one student shoots the beer into the air, the other student shoots it out of the air with a shotgun. We call it white trash trap. And then we rotate through everybody. And Sam Callahan, who's also been a guest on the show with Callahan Training Group, is my assistant instructor when I'm out there. And he actually shoots the beer can into the air, sets down the beer can launcher, picks up his shotgun, and shoots it out of the sky.
Hold up right there for me, if you would. We're coming up on the break, and we'll get back to that. I want to hear more about that. That sounds like fun. We'll be right back.
So much
this
fun.
Is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is finding a likely association between a rare heart condition in younger people, mostly after they've received their second COVID shot, particularly for men under age 30. Data published by the health agency shows there's been more than 1,200 cases of myocarditis in young people who've received Pfizer's or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. They found most cases occur within 1 week after the second dose of the vaccine, with chest pain as the most common side effect. AAA is predicting holiday travel around the 4th of July will return to pre-pandemic levels, with a 40% increase over last year when many people were stuck at home due to the pandemic. The Automobile Association saying 47 million Americans are expected to drive or fly between July 1st and the 5th. This is USA Radio News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced his support for an independent review commission's recommended changes to the legal process for sexual harassment and assault claims in the military. During a hearing with the House Armed Services Committee, Austin assures Congress won't be left in the dark on any changes made.
We are prepared to work with Congress to amend the Uniform Code of Military Justice in this regard. The IRC also recommended the inclusion of other special victims' crimes inside this independent prosecution system, to include domestic violence, and I support this as well.
News continuing to come out of the Supreme Court, the court striking down union organizers' right to visit farm workers in fields, ruling a California regulation providing access violated property rights. The court also ruling that a Pennsylvania school district overstepped its authority by punishing a high school cheerleader who used a vulgar word on Snapchat when she didn't make the varsity cheerleading team. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey from the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey, and she's been on the road quite a bit. Now, I know you've had other stuff going on besides that on the road. Where all have you been? What all have you been doing?
Well, I went to the New Jersey, Pennsylvania area for about a week, flew home, left in my bed one night, and then went straight to Texas.
To the ranch. Did you go to the ranch?
No, I went to Temple, Texas this time.
Well, I'm going to have to get the people on from the ranch one day. I like the people from the ranch. I like Tammy.
Yeah, she's cool.
I think she likes me more than her husband does.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
Yeah, Tammy's awesome.
But I digress. I digress. What have you got coming up?
Well, I'm going to be shooting a match in Aruba and teaching a class there. That's my first international class since COVID happened. And I will also be in Mexico City teaching a class in that area. That'll be my second international class. I will be in California in July, and probably also going back to New Jersey in July as well, testing out that new 360 curriculum on some guinea pigs. August, I'll be back in Texas again. I'll be shooting the Minnesota State match and going to Aruba. So that's a busy month. In September, back to Texas again. I think Texas is basically paying my mortgage through COVID.
Well, that sounds good. Do you ever worry about going to some of these overseas locations like Mexico? Mexico is right now, especially in resort areas like, say, Aruba. That's, you know, I don't know if Aruba's been hit by them, but they've had resort areas get hit by cartels. You can't take anything with you to protect yourself, can you?
No. So in Aruba, now the range has to take possession of your firearm when you land. But we have the match invitation basically acts as your international firearms license. So I can bring everything with me. I just have to hand it over to the range once I get there. But I am going to be staying with a host family on a horse ranch, so I'm not too worried.
Well, now, that'd be the proper answer, I would think. That would be the answer to give.
Yes, and in Mexico, I will also be staying with a host family. And usually when I travel to places like that, I have armed guards. I have bodyguards and a driver. So they always take really good care of me. I wouldn't bring Pixie with me to Mexico right now, but I am bringing her to Aruba. And my dog, actually, just Mahal, got certified as a service dog because she goes with, my mom has cancer, and when she goes to get her chemo, Mahal goes and sits on her lap while she's getting chemo. So now she can fly with me for free, and she just took her first flight on that week-long trip.
Isn't Mahal... Isn't Mahal a small dog?
Yes.
Okay.
She's about 12 pounds.
Yeah.
So it was her first trip, first time going to the airport, and our flight actually got delayed. We were at the airport for 9 hours. And the pet relief area is just this little square room with one of those plastic fake grass rugs. And that's what they're supposed to go to the bathroom on. So she was very confused by that and thought it was like peeing on the carpet, so she wouldn't do it until she was ready to burst. Then she finally did and learned right away, oh, this is where I'm supposed to go. So now when we're at the airport, we walk into that room and she knows exactly what she's supposed to do. And she didn't make a single sound the entire time we were there. She was very, very good.
Mahal. How did you come up with that name for that dog?
Pixie named her. It's Tagalog for love, and it also means expensive. So in my Texas class, there was a Filipino gal there with her husband, and she referred to him as Mahal, which means love. So it's just a term of endearment. Or she'll call him Mahalko, which means my love. And Mahal Kita, which is my dog's name and my name together, means I love you.
And what language is this derived from?
It's Tagalog. It's from the Philippines.
Ah, okay. Well, you've also taught people.
Yes.
Of the countries that you have gone to where you have taught foreign students, which one has the overall best learners as far as the technique you teach?
I think every country takes it and runs with it. They all do very well. They all pick it up pretty quick. But there are countries that they just haven't had a lot of instructors in, and they haven't been exposed to all of the changes that have happened in training. They're still basically living in the 1980s as far as training.
Right.
So they're totally shocked to hear the things that I teach. It's just completely not anything they've ever heard before. And then they try it, and it's so much faster, and they're just blown away. In South Africa, for example, that was one of them. So then all the guys who took my class earned trophies at the nationals.
Very cool. How many of them will come back to you if you were to go back to,
All of them.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, they wanted me to come back. It was on the schedule for 2020, but then 2020 happened. I actually just bought a T-shirt that's from Back to the Future that says, Marty, whatever you do, don't go to 2020.
Pretty, that's a relatively good good bit of advice. 2020 for me, I mean, probably for you too, I look at 2020 as the lost year.
Yes.
For the most part.
A lot of people do.
Even though we were having a good time in January of 2020. But coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you and the stuff you got, the stuff you do.
Email me if you'd like to set up a class or purchase my book, Smart Move Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. My email is 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, Keita Buffy, Facebook, 180 Firearms Training, and my website, 180firearmstraining.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Keita Bussey. Did I tell you about what I've got going on right now, Keita?
What?
Well, you know, I've been looking for a gun that I can shoot like a 2011, 1911 that is a plastic fantastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I go through guns and I get rid of them. And I was doing what I thought was this last-ditch effort with Glock. I decided to put an optic on a Glock and try to zero that in, which that didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So then I promptly, somebody handed me a SIG, and I was shooting center mass, drawing smiley faces, writing my name with, you know. So I got rid of every Glock I owned and bought a bunch of SIGs, or two. There was only two at the time. This was during the height of the gun shortage. Then I decided that since CZ was one of my sponsors and I really do like the P10 series, that I would just go with the CZ lineup. So I got rid of the SIGs and got CZs. So then I reached out to Taryn Butler just to talk to him about doing some TV stuff and coming back on the show and stuff like that. And while I was on the phone with him, I said, you know, Taryn, I just can't shoot a Glock. I know you think it is the greatest gun in the world. Why is it you think that? Is that Mahal?
It is.
Do you just tell him he's not giving me any comfort? Anyway, so while I'm telling him all of this and everything, he tells me just offhand, he goes, well, listen, send me one of your Glocks and I'll tweak it. He told me, Glocks out of the box are garbage. I have to tweak every one of them that I have. They're garbage, but I can tweak you one. Well, I didn't have one. Didn't have a Glock. Because I just had gotten rid of them. But I went out, and I found a Glock Gen 5 45, which is my favorite Glock. I think it is the best setup they've come with. Do you know which one I'm talking about? The one that has the...
Yep.
Okay, so I just like that size. I don't know why, that form factor. So I've sent that to him.
Okay.
And he's going to TTI it for me, and
nice.
And then we're going to see.
Yeah, I've heard there's a new gun coming out that basically a CZ lower with a 1911 upper. Have you heard about that?
They have one called the DWX, the Dan Wesson DWX, which it looks a lot like your Shadow 2, but it has a single action trigger.
Gotcha.
Can you imagine that?
That'd be nice.
Can you imagine how good your gun would be with a single action trigger?
Right.
Kita shoots a Shadow 2 now. The CZ Shadow 2 is a lovely pistol. It is a great shooting pistol. It is a pig of a gun, though. It's gigantic and it's heavy, isn't it?
I like it, though. I like it heavy.
Well, that's because, you used to shoot the Tanfolio, which is probably heavier, wasn't it?
No, the CZ is actually heavy because I added brass grip.
But I mean, as far as the way the gun shoots, you'd be very hard pressed to find one that shoots so much better than the Shadow 2 that you would say, never going to own a Shadow 2. I had one for a moment in time, but I tend to skew more towards a gun I'm going to carry versus a gun that has a, you know, the Shadow 2 is sort of tailor made for competitors, isn't it?
Yes.
So I tend to skew towards the ones that
are carrying,
yeah, and that's why I like the P10s and the P07s, and I like the plastic Fantastics. With the P10 series, I didn't need to experiment with Glock anymore,
right?
Because I can shoot those things like nobody's business. But here's the thing: I've got so much Glock stuff. I've got one box of nothing but Glock holsters. I probably got 35 magazines. And if something were to happen and I was out in the world and something bad was going on, if I'm looking for parts or something and I'm out there in a Armageddon apocalyptic sort of setting, I'm probably going to find Glock parts.
Yeah.
Before I'm going
to
find
for sure.
Before I'm going to find anything for CZ, as good as they are. So that's my rationalization.
Gotcha.
That's my rationalization. Plus, I've always wanted to shoot a Terran Tactical Innovations gun. I mean, Terran had told me he would send me his 14 at one, or his 19 at one point, but I never pushed that issue.
Have you heard of, on another topic, have you heard of Coldfire?
No, I have not.
So this is something they had at Double Eagle they were playing with while I was there. So Eric, one of the owners of the range, doused himself with this stuff called cold fire and then held a torch up to his arm to set himself on fire. And it wasn't even warm to the touch.
I think I've talked to Eric. He sounded quite sane when I spoke to him over the phone. This does not sound like the Eric I spoke to.
I could not believe it. So they're using this in other countries to treat burns on burn victims, and they're using it to put in people's houses. So if you have a house fire, you just spray that all over yourself, and you can walk right out without getting burned.
So how does it heal somebody with a burn issue?
I'm not sure.
What do you think?
I think it's just a cooling effect, so it doesn't keep burning right after the burn happens. You know, the skin stays hot and keeps burning, so it instantly cools it. So then it can start healing sooner. That's my understanding. But you can take it camping and spray it on the ground around a campfire, and the fire will be totally contained.
So you don't have to build a fire pit no more.
Right.
So is this for sale already? Is this an experimental thing?
Yeah. It's, no, they they're selling it. I had never heard of it, and I was totally shocked when he held a blowtorch up to his arm, and it wasn't even hot. So they use this on deployments. You know, they'll set fires in tires and things like that behind you as you're walking so that you can't come back and they can steer you in the direction they want you to go.
Sure.
By throwing something, like the tires are already doused with gasoline, and they throw something down from the roof to set it alight to steer you the way they want you to go. And then you can't come back because of all the smoke. Well, now they're using these on deployments to either spray the tires before, as they get to them so they can never light on fire, or to put them out so they can find their way back and get out.
Well, okay, so how big is this, these cans of this stuff or whatever they're spraying it with, how big do they go, and how long does it last?
I'm not sure how long it lasts. I think it lasts a long time, but it's just a can, it looks like an aerosol can. Like the size of any cleaning product you would have under your kitchen sink.
Right.
But they also are making a backpack carry where they can actually spray it from the backpack.
Right. Squad time, squad sized.
Right.
Before I run out of time, tell everybody how to find you one more time, please, ma'am.
My website is 180firearmstraining.com, Instagram, Keita Bussey, Facebook, 180 Firearms Training, or you can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, to order a copy of my book, Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or to set up a class near you.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Thanks, Bill. Love you.
Love you back. Coming up next, it's going to be Ryder Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.